Julia, I meant to ask, is it all right if I leave a little early next Friday? I'm taking some children from the home for wayward boys on a little outing.
Certainly. I think it's wonderful for you to be helping those poor boys, especially after that incident at the zoo.
What happened at the zoo?
Oh, just some childish shenanigans. Some of the wayward boys did a little shoplifting in the reptile house. Then there was that unfortunate incident on the bus on the way home, but that can't happen again.
I hope not. I wonder what happened to Charlene. She's not usually this late.
Oh, the freeway's backed up. It's a real mess. Sorry.
Well, there's no reason to apologize, Mary Jo. It's not as if you did it.
Well, actually, I did. On my way here this morning, there was a police car in the right-hand lane going about 25 miles an hour, and I was scared to pass him, and so was everybody else. So we just let him lead us around, kind of like the Indianapolis pace car.
Yeah, I'm always afraid I'm going to get pulled over. You know, they say if you're a member of a minority group that your chances are much greater that you'll get stopped and searched.
That's the trouble with you, Anthony. You're never happy.
Excuse me, I guess I should have added on the upside that I get credit for being a much better dancer than I actually am.
Well, I bet I know where Charlene is. She's doing something with that baby. She's always feeding the baby, or changing the baby, or making sure the baby's not choking on anything. I'll tell you something else. I think she likes that baby better than she likes us.
Sorry I'm late. I had to stop at the bank on the way here. Now, both of my rear tires are in shreds.
What happened? Were you late on your car payment?
No. You know those signs in parking lots that say, do not back up, severe tire damage?
Yeah.
Well, they're not kidding. I mean, you back up one little tiny inch and these big metal spikes come out of the ground and puncture your tires. Now, isn't that a little severe to y'all? I mean, they didn't used to have that. It used to be a nice attendant, you know, who'd stand there with a little bow tie and he'd take your money and say good morning, you know. And I guess they figured they'd save money if they just fired him and booby-trapped the place. But anyway, Bonnie Gray happened to be coming by and she called a tow truck for me, brought me here. Oh, by the way, Mary Jo, she said to say hi to you.
Bonnie Gray?
Yeah, don't you know her? She said she goes to your church.
Oh, no. Well, that would explain it. I haven't been there in a long time. Sorry.
Mary Jo, there's no reason to apologize for that either. Whether you want to go to church or not is a personal decision.
Well, I want to. I really do. I don't know. I've just kind of gotten out of the habit of it. Gee, when I was a little girl, I would never have missed church or Sunday school.
Oh, boy, me neither. Some of those fire and brimstone preachers scared me to death. I used to ask for forgiveness for everything. To drive my parents crazy. You know, if somebody was on the news who had a real problem, I mean, even if they lived in Egypt, I would stay up all night praying for them. God, so I was so exhausted, I thought I was going to have to drop out of elementary school.
You know, even if I haven't gone to church in a while, I am living like a nun, so maybe that counts for something. Anyway, I think I'm going to swear off men. Did you all see that woman columnist on the Larry King live show last night talking about Donald Trump?
Yeah, what'd she say?
I just wanted to punch her lights out. She said that, so what if Donald wants to fool around, that Ivana should just do what all smart women do and just look the other way.
I hate that. Why are women always encouraging other women to be happy with a short end of the stick?
Well, from what I've read, I don't think a short stick is Donald's problem.
Yeah, Mary Jo, I've got a good idea. I think you should go to church with Julie and me this Sunday. You might get you fired up again.
Oh, hey, if you really want to get fired up, I know who you should go with. Anthony.
Excuse me, what were you saying about my church?
Well, don't you go to one of those yelling and screaming and rolling and crawling around the floor churches?
Suzanne, I'm Episcopalian. The only time Episcopalians crawl around on the floor is if somebody loses a golf ball.
Good. I mean, you know, it was funny and fresh and intelligent. Say, on a scale of 1 to 10, I give it a 10.
Well, Mary Jo, I'm so glad the sermon impressed you that way.
Yeah, Julie, I bet you'd be a good minister. I mean, you sure have put the fear of God into a lot of people.
I don't know, Charlene. You know, there's a lot more to being a minister than just preaching.
Yeah. I guess you wouldn't be that good at the counseling part. Well, I mean, come on, Julie. I mean, if somebody came to you, some guy, and he said that he'd been abusing, you know, his children or cheating on his wife, you'd just blow him through the back while he rocked it. You know? I And people'd walk by, and there'd be this big hole in the side of the church, and they'd say, oh, Lord, Reverend Sugarbaker's been counseling again.
Hi, Julia.
Hi,
Sally. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, morning.
I'm Sally.
Oh, hi. I'm Mary Jo.
Are you new here? Have you filled out a new member's card?
I'm just visiting.
Oh, well, did you get a corsage? All visitors get a corsage, so we know who they are. Deanne, bring a corsage over.
No, really, thank you. I just want to blend in.
Hello. It's great to have you with us today. You know, we need people to help with the youth group car wash this afternoon. I don't suppose you'd be available.
Deanne, Mary Jo just got here. She doesn't want to wash cars. But would you be interested in teaching church school?
Sally, Deanne, I think Mary Jo's just kind of getting her bearings today.
What are you saying?
I'm saying with all Christian love and kindness, back off.
Oh, we're sorry.
It's okay, really.
Oh, please, just enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Those two always get a little wired during the coffee and donut hour. You know, I think the combination of caffeine, sugar, and the Holy Spirit just kind of sends them right over the edge.
Oh, but they're terrific. They really are. There's so many nice people here, Mary Jo, and half of them are guys. Hint, hint.
Charlene, that was very subtle.
Well, I'm just trying to tell her that there's a Saturday singles group that meets, you know, and I know you're not Baptist, but you don't have to be. It's a lot of fun. I mean, they go caroling, they play softball every spring. I mean, there's a big trip to Six Flags over Georgia.
Listen, thank you all for bringing me. I do appreciate it. I always enjoy wearing a mom as big as my head, but I really do have to be getting home pretty soon.
No, I know, but just stay and meet Reverend Chapman, okay? And then you can go right on, all right?
Fine.
Morning, Reverend.
Good morning, Julia. Charlene, how you doing?
Morning, Reverend.
Where's Bill today?
Oh, well, Olivia's got a little stomach bug, so he stayed home to take care of her. He said to say hi. Reverend, we'd like you to meet our friend, Mary Jo Shively. She's just visiting today.
Well, I can tell. I see that Deanne and Sally have you marked as fresh meat. Did you get some coffee?
We were just about to. Could bring you a cup?
Thanks, I could use some. I was up too late last night.
Oh, working on your sermon?
Well, actually, I was watching Saturday Night Live. That church lady thing really kills me.
I really enjoyed your sermon.
Well, come on. What do you honestly think?
Honestly?
Yeah, hit me with it. Don't hold back.
Well, you know that thing that you said about the Founding Fathers being religiously neutral? Well, they weren't. I mean, there was an awful lot of victimization of Jews and Catholics. At least that's the way I understand it. I don't mean to criticize. I am just a visitor.
No, don't be silly. Your point about the Founding Fathers is well taken. Now, I said religious neutrality was an ideal of theirs. I should have also pointed out that they fell very short of it.
I didn't mean to criticize.
Oh, are you kidding? I mean, you were actually listening. Yeah, I love that. You're the kind of person that really keeps me on my toes. Hope you come back. Bring your husband.
I'm not married.
Oh, in that case, what are you doing Saturday? You like baseball?
I'm really not interested in getting involved in those big single events. I mean, that's what you were going to ask me, isn't it?
Actually, it would just be you and me.
I beg your pardon?
I have Braves tickets. Third baseline.
Let me get this straight. Are you asking me out?
Absolutely.
Mary Jo, here you go. Reverend Chapman, I think, you know, that we're going to have to work on Mary Jo together. If we play our cards right, we might just be able to talk her into going to church here.
Well, I think you're a little behind, Charlene. We just decided to start dating.
Morning.
Good morning.
How was it?
How was what?
Your third date with my minister.
It was fine. It was nice. Very nice.
You don't like him?
Well, of course I like him. I mean, for Pete's sake, he's a minister. What kind of person wouldn't like a minister?
Well, I don't know. I certainly don't want to date Jim Baker. Although I did used to think that Jimmy Swaggart was sexy. Apparently he did, too.
We've been having such a good time. I just can't help having thoughts that I probably shouldn't be having.
I've noticed, too, you know, he's a very sexy guy.
Next time he's near the baptismal font, perhaps we can get a little wet T-shirt action going.
Well,
I'm sorry, Julia. I can't help it. I mean, I think Billy Graham's sexy, too. I think a lot of preachers are sexy. Sounds kind of perverted, though, when you say it. Like you're sitting around watching the 700 Club and getting hot.
Well, I'm certainly not proud of having these thoughts about Eugene.
Oh, my gosh, you call him Eugene?
He insisted.
Well, all I can say is I don't think it should make one whit of difference that he is a member of the clergy and Mary Jo is a layperson.
Oh, Lord, Julie, I don't think he thinks of her as that.
Well, all I can tell you is that this whole business about him being a minister just changes everything. I mean, you know, like, you can't lie. Like last night he said, gee, what a great outfit. And I went, this whole thing, I've had it for years. And then I thought, here I am lying to a man of the cloth. So I said, Eugene, that was a lie. I bought this outfit today just to impress you.
Oh, Mary Jo, that's just plain stupid.
I know. But I couldn't help it. I mean, it was like I was at confession or something, you know? And, I mean, gee, I'm obviously not going to be able to date this man. I mean, it's made me a nervous wreck. I just don't feel holy enough. Which is why I'm just going to have to break it off.
How do you know that Eugene is going to call you again?
Well, I just know. I mean, you can tell. He had a really good time.
Sugar Bakers. Oh, hi, Reverend Chapman. Yes, she is. Just a moment, please.
It's Eugene.
Hi. Oh, well, what a surprise. Didn't really expect to hear from you. Eugene, excuse me. I need to correct something. I did expect to hear from you. Oh, the baseball game. Again? Tonight? Gee, I don't know, Eugene. I'm just feeling kind of unworthy today. I think you ought to take a woman of higher moral fiber to bat day. Box seats. Okay. Great. That'll give me just enough time to run home and read the Bible.
Great game, huh?
Yeah, I really love baseball. As a matter of fact, I love all sports, except boxing. I just don't get it. I especially hate that post-fight commentary, you know, like the Tyson-Douglas fight, and that Buster guy just kept yelling, I whipped his butt! I whipped his butt! Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't cuss.
No, well, don't worry about it.
No, really, that was so rude. I mean, I know the Bible says thou shalt not cuss.
I don't believe I ever read the word cuss in the Bible.
Well, I know it certainly says thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife or his ass. I read that last night. Gosh, there I go again.
Forget it. Oh, I guess they're playing again. Guess they got that dog off the field.
Hey, you remember a couple of years ago when that guy streaked the World Series?
Yeah.
And it just totally incensed the announcer. They were like, you know, this is the kind of thing that just ruins the game, Bill. And then about 5 minutes later, that woman with enormous breast ran out.
Morgana, the kissing bandit.
Yeah, that's her. She ran out there, she was kissing everybody, and all of a sudden the announcers are like, yes, and there's the lovely Morgana. Hey, Bill, check out that double play.
You're very funny. Oh, two hot dogs and two Cokes.
Come in right up.
We must have scored again. Yay! Yay! I bet that's one of your favorite words, huh?
What's that?
Yay. You know, like, yay, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know? Hey, did you see the program? There are about three guys in there named Jesus.
You know, for some reason, I'm getting this real strong urge to kiss you.
Really? Mm. How shocking.
I know. Well, it shocked me, too.
Oh, gee, you know, this is beer.
Oh, well, I'll take it back.
Oh, no, that's all right. That's all right. You have to go to the back of the line.
Well, actually, I was thinking of cutting in front of somebody, unless you think I might go to hell for it.
Oh, no, really, that's all right. I'll just sip it. I mean, I don't usually drink at all because, Well, when I do, I tend to show off. I mean, like, if I had a couple of beers and you took me to a church party, I mean, you could lose your pulpit.
I'll try to remember that.
Just for the record, I don't usually have sex either. Ordinarily, I wouldn't say that to a date, but this is one time it seems to be a plus.
I'll see that you get credit.
Anthony? Anthony, what on earth has happened to you?
Man, Joe, I can't believe this. I've been looking for somebody to give me a quarter.
Hey, buddy, I thought I told you to put on a pair of shoes.
Look, I'm working on it, okay?
Officer, it's all right. He's with us, and he's a minister.
All right.
Gee, it's pretty handy. Anthony, this is the Reverend Eugene Chapman. Eugene, this is a friend of mine, Anthony. Sort of a friend.
Hi, you're trying to catch a few rays.
No. I brought some boys from the wayward home out here, and they rolled me in the men's room. I can't believe this has happened to me, those little bastards.
Anthony.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just that they stole my wallet, my new jacket, and my Reebok air pump shoes.
Well, at least they didn't take your pants.
Man, Joe, these are not my pants. One of the boys took my jeans and left me his. Well, what you think, I'm going to come to the ballpark in Calypso pants?
I don't know. I mean, kind of looks like something out of that movie Mandingo.
I'm freezing.
Oh, well, here, take my jacket.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
No, I insist.
Okay.
Ooh. Listen, Mary Jo, why don't we leave now and give Anthony a ride home?
Oh, I think that would be very nice.
Oh, no, that's just way too much trouble. I couldn't let y'all do that. I'll just hang with you to the end of the game.
No, we'll take you home now.
Are you sure?
Sure. We don't want you sitting with us. I was hoping to meet your children.
Oh, they're spending the night with friends.
Hmm.
I mean, that just happened. I didn't arrange that or anything. I swear that's the truth.
Mary Jo, why don't you just come over here, sit beside me, and relax?
Oh, okay. So did I tell you I used to go out with a guy who worked for the Braves?
Really?
Yeah. He went to Cincinnati about a year and a half ago.
Do you miss him?
Yeah, sometimes. Our relationship had really sort of run its course, you know, and I decided to date other guys. I mean, not that I was promiscuous or anything. I mean, far from it. I mean, gee, I almost never have sex at all.
You know, Mary Jo, you keep bringing that up like you're a virgin hoping to be thrown into a volcano.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I know I've been running this pious stuff into the ground. I like you a lot, but to tell you the truth, I was going to ask you not to ask me out again because somehow I just feel like deep down that I'm just not good enough for you. Do you think you could get a different job?
Come here. Look, you don't have to be anything for me. I like everything I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're happy because you just intimidate the hell out of me. You see, there I go again.
Listen, Mary Jo, I like you a lot, too. I mean, more than anybody in a long time. But you got to get this straight. See, I'm just basically a man, okay? I mean, a well-intended but sinning, flawed, fallible man who gets up every morning and staggers into the bathroom, cuts himself shaving, pours himself another cup of yesterday's coffee, and drives to work in a car that's not paid for, and spends most of the day trying to be as good as God expects him to be. And always falling short of what people are sure he is.
So how come you never married?
I was. A long time ago. My wife and son were killed in a car accident.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sure your wife was very saintly.
Actually, she was more like you. Irreverent and funny. Spiritual.
Spiritual? Me?
theory.
Boy, that was nice. You know, this could be a problem. I mean, I guess you only get rationed out like a couple of those a day or something, huh?
I think it's negotiable.
Just out of curiosity, I mean, like, what are the ground rules? I mean, I know you can kiss. I know you can't have sex.
No, wait a minute. I think there's a better way to put that. I abstain. I mean, I didn't get the best part of me shot off in Vietnam.
You know, you're just a little bit wicked.
I thought you'd never notice.
Here I've been thinking that you were just too holy for me. Why is it that people think that people who are very religious are either no fun or boring? I mean, I see now that you're just a guy who, for example, follows the commandments. You don't lie, cheat, steal, treat your parents bad, or stab your best friend in the back, you know. You're what used to be called a nice guy. So why am I so uptight about dating a nice guy?
I don't know, but I'd like to work on it. Hey, I throw my dirty clothes in the middle of the bathroom floor, and I'm very impatient. And I eat Oreos in bed, and sometimes I even drink milk right out of the carton. I mean, I got a lot of serious flaws. So, what do you think now?
Now I know you're perfect.